I guess the first thing that a lot of people want to know is exactly what is graduate school. Most universities in Canada, the US, though not so much so in Europe, have something called a Faculty of Graduate Studies. And this is a faculty or a school or college, it's known by various names, which really oversees, for want of a better word, degrees beyond the bachelor's level. And those can take many forms. Typically, up until about 20 years ago, most of those degrees were research degrees. And in Canada, for example, if you wanted to go on for further research, you do a master's, a master of arts, a master of science. And if you were still determined to carry on, you would go on to do a PhD. These days, however, if you look at most universities throughout the world, you'll see a proliferation of other kinds of master's degrees. I should add that the doctorate degree, the PhD, still remains largely the same. It's a research degree, one which historically had been intended to prepare people for academic careers, but these days, about only 25 or 30% of people with PhDs go into academic careers. A lot of them will go into other aspects, industry, for example, the government, etc. Those parts of the economy or society where the kind of research skills that are developed to the utmost level at the PhD have some value. But the master's degrees, however, have become increasingly complicated because in addition to your standard research degree, you'll now have increasingly master's degree, which for want of a better word, can be described as career-oriented. MBAs is a classic example, Master of Education, Master of Social Work. And if you look at any university in Ontario or Canada, you'll find a growing number of master's degrees which are really designed to help individuals fit into a particular occupation.